Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. How are you? I feel like I'm asking this a lot at the beginning of episodes, but I'm genuinely curious how you are. I've been getting a lot of feedback about the podcast in the last couple of weeks, and that despite my fear about the spice level of some of the more recent episodes, you all seem to like the spice. So that's good to know. Today's episode is going to be all about keywords and why keyword research is still important, how keywords have evolved over the last several years, and why spending time understanding what people are actually searching for and the user intent behind those searches is 100% worthwhile your time and is essential to informing a content marketing strategy, as well as knowing and understanding what kind of keywords you need to use on your website, and whether or not people are actually searching for solutions to what you offer, right? Or people are looking for services that you provide. So it's also a really great way to do competitive research and all of these things, but we're going to focus on just a few things. And the first is I hear a lot of people being like, do keywords really matter? And I'm always like, yes, they do. And this is why. Keywords matter most, from my perspective and opinion, because SEO is the bridge. You've heard me say this probably a billion flipping times on this podcast. SEO is the bridge that connects a user, right, with your website or content. Keywords are like the anchor of that bridge. Without the keywords, without the context, there's no ability for Google or any other search engine platform to understand what a user is looking for, right? So, obviously, the content and copy of that page, but if you're just kind of writing stuff willy-nilly and you don't really have an anchor, Google's like, oh, well, I don't know what the hell this is about. Same for users. They're going to hit your end page and be like, this isn't what I was looking for. So keywords are really, really important in that they are an anchor for the content that you're trying to create. They're also really, really useful because they help you understand user intent. And in 2022, we have all kinds of amazing keyword research tools that give us information on user intent. And there are four types of user intent when it comes to keywords, okay? Or website interactions, not just exclusive to keywords. So navigational, transactional, commercial, and informational, okay? Navigational is somebody typing in like, Nike website. They want to go right to the website. They want to browse around. Transactional is buy Nike shoes, right? Commercial is best running shoes for women. People want to compare different brands. They're looking for information, but they're definitely further down a purchase funnel, right? Informational is, you know, how to train for a marathon in 6 weeks. All of those keywords are related, right? To an extent, but they all have different user intent and they're all seeking different types of information. So if there's anything that you take from an exercise in keyword research, it would be understanding what the user intent behind keywords is, because it's not always what you think it is. And knowing that can make a really big difference in the type of content that you create. This is especially important for product-based businesses and makers. You really need to understand what kind of search terms are driving informational volume or informational traffic versus transactional, right? Because you want to make sure that your category pages and your PDPs, your product description pages, and all of that are catering to the types of searches that people are actually looking for that want to buy something. And then the informational component, depending on your industry or your space, can be supported with FAQs or your blog or whatever kind of content hub that you have. But it's really, really important that you understand this user intent piece, right? Because you can type in all kinds of different things into Google. And we're going to do it. I'm doing it right now. I recently worked on a project for a client. And, you know, we were looking at keywords like vintage kitchen towels, right? To you, that would say that people are looking to buy vintage kitchen towels, right? But when you actually look at the search results for that term, it's pretty mixed. And it actually leans really heavily on vintage-inspired kitchen towels versus secondhand or previously owned. So, like, you need to take a look, too, at what's actually showing up in the search results for that term, right? Like, that's the first thing you need to do, is take a look and be like, okay, what kind of content is ranking? And not just what kind of content, but the actual like format. Is it heavy on the video? Is it heavy on like long form content? You know, things like that. So you get an understanding. And obviously if you're in the product e-com space, you have to look at like how heavily saturated is it with ads or product listings, things like that. So user intent, super, super important. Do not underestimate the power of understanding. One of my favorite examples, this came up in a challenge I was doing, is business strategist versus a business coach. Now, to people in the industry, there's a very clear distinction between a business strategist and a business coach. When you actually type those two search terms into Google, the overlap is pretty significant. That signals to me that there isn't a clear distinction for the average user between a business strategist who is going to actually help you create strategy, execution, etc., create roadmaps, versus a business coach who is going to coach you through those things, but not drive strategy. But when you look at the search results for those two terms, they're very, very similar. And in fact, there's a ton of overlap, like I said. So to us, to people who are in the business coaching space, it's like, well, of course, there's a difference. And I know exactly what it is. But to the average person looking and trying to understand what they need, do I need a business strategist? Do I need a business coach? That delineation isn't as clear. So the next reason why I love keyword research and why it's awesome is something called a content pillar strategy. And I'm kind of obsessed with this strategy because it makes content creation a lot simpler. And it's also a really great way to create authority and expertise around your core pillar, which is usually your primary like expertise, right? And content pillars are several pieces of content on your website that are linked together by a primary topic pillar. And everything is thematically related and interconnected and helps to establish you and your website as the ultimate authority on your primary pillar. So not only are content pillars great for creating SEO-specific content, and I want to pause here and just say not everything that you create, and I've said this a few times, but not every single piece of content that you create needs to be SEO-centric, right? But this is very specific to content that you do want to create for SEO to drive organic traffic to your website. So for example, if you're a business coach, your main pillar is business coaching, like we said, and you would have 1 to 2 pages of content on your website that support this pillar. Hint, hint, hint. One of these can be a super well-crafted about page, but you want at least one other long-form piece of content to support this overarching pillar. So from there, you would create sub-content pillars that support this primary pillar. It might look something kind of like this. What is a business coach? Types of business coaches. What does a business coach do? So these would be more specific topics than just business coaching for female entrepreneurs, but still not super, super granular, right? And then from there, you can break this topic down even further and create additional supporting content for your sub-content pillar. So those additional pieces of supporting content might look like 10 reasons why you need to hire a business coach in 2023, holistic business coaching for female entrepreneurs, why your small business needs a business coach in order to scale, You get the idea. And then finally, you would repeat this process for all of your supporting content pillars. Usually businesses have 3 to 5, right? In the business coach example, your other pillars might be productivity or time management, systems for business, women in business, etc. This is a really great way to quickly map out content for SEO, and as well as a strategy that's going to help drive additional traffic. And the beautiful thing about the content pillars too is that they can all be interlinked, right? And linking out to other pages on your website is really, really important for SEO because it helps Google understand what your website and your individual pages are about. So that's something that I see a lot of businesses forgetting to do, but it's really important. And I recommend like a couple of links per page. So this is an awesome way to take the keyword research that you've just done with the user intent that is clear in your mind, right? And start mapping out content. And with this example that I just gave you, so like, I don't know, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different types of content. So depending on what your blog writing cadence is or your content creation cadence is, that's 6 months worth of content or 3 months worth of content right there. You've just planned out Q1 content. And then, of course, from there, this is a separate episode for a separate day, you can repurpose that content. Because here's something that people seem to like get confused about. Don't start with the social media content and then try to repurpose that. Start with a foundational piece of content and then use that to repurpose across multiple platforms, right? So from here, we've got at least 6 different pieces of content that you can write about. And the beautiful thing about a strategy like this is it's simple. You can do your keyword research on a quarterly basis and then plan out your content on a quarterly basis, right? There doesn't need to be a lot of hoopla around it. I mean, you could do this in a couple of hours, right? So I want to try to sort of shift your mindset about being like, I don't know what to write about, and be like, I can help you find things to write about. We can do that. We can find topics for you to write about. And it really starts with keyword research, because from there, you understand what people are looking for that relates to what you have to offer. You start to understand the intent behind those keywords. And this also helps you sort of segment people and their experiences on your website, right? So if you know that you're writing a blog post that's really informational, that person is really high up in the funnel, and maybe they're not even thinking about hiring a business coach right now. But somebody who's coming in on like the article, you know, 10 reasons why you need to hire a business coach in 2022, their intent is still informational, most likely, but they're definitely going to be further down the funnel, right? They're thinking about like, I'm thinking about hiring one. Why do I need to hire one? You know, and so I think whereas somebody who's looking for like, you know, types of business coaches, they're not quite that far along yet. But that types of business coaches person might hit your website, get on your email list, and boom, right? 6 months later, they convert to a client. So thinking about how the experience of people when they hit your website from different types of content is also really important. And that ties back to the user intent of the term, right? And you can cater your content to that, knowing that somebody who is looking for information about hiring a business coach, maybe on that particular blog post, you're including a CTA, maybe a pretty strong CTA, right? Just to book a discovery call, or maybe you have a free workshop coming up, or maybe you even have a container that might be relevant. Whereas what does a business coach do? That's probably going to be a nice like slide onto my email list type of CTA. So those are, you know, some of the ways that you can think about your content too that are beyond just SEO. But what happens when those people actually hit my website? What do I do with them? So, all right, I promised myself that I was going to keep this episode under 15 minutes. And look at that. We're like right there. All right. That is everything for today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.